जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, Chapter 4. In this chapter of the epic Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has stressed that Lord Chaitanya appeared for three principal purposes of his own. The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love of Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of transcendental loving transactions with Srimati Radharani. The subject of those loving transactions is the Lord Himself, and Radharani is the object. Thus the subject, the Lord, wanted to relish the loving mellow in the position of the object, Srimati Radharani. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami explains that in rasa there is the person who is loved and there is the devotee who loves. Where there is the subject of the love and there is the container of the love. So the devotee is the container called Ashraya. And Krishna is the subject or Vishaya. So Lord Krishna wanted to experience the exchange of mellows from the position of Ashraya, not Vishaya. And thus he took the position of Srimati Radharani and came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The second reason for his appearance was to understand the transcendental mellow of himself. Lord Krishna is all sweetness. Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime. And to experience that attraction and understand the transcendental sweetness of himself, he accepted the mentality of Radharani. The third reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared was to enjoy the bliss tasted by Radharani. The Lord thought that undoubtedly Radharani enjoyed his company, and he enjoyed the company of Radharani. But the exchange of transcendental mellow between the spiritual couple was more pleasing to Srimati Radharani than to Sri Krishna. Radharani felt more transcendental pleasure in the company of Krishna than he could understand without taking her position. But for Sri Krishna to enjoy in the position of Srimati Radharani was impossible, because that position was completely foreign to him. Krishna is the transcendental male, and Radharani is the transcendental female. Therefore, to know the transcendental pleasure of loving Krishna, Lord Krishna himself appeared as Lord Chaitanya, accepting the emotions and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. Lord Chaitanya appeared to fulfill these confidential desires and also to preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and to answer the call of Advaita Prabhu. These were secondary reasons. Srisvara Damodar Goswami was the principal figure among Lord Chaitanya's confidential devotees. The records of his diary have revealed these confidential purposes of the Lord. These revelations have been confirmed by the statements of Srila Rupa Goswami in his various prayers and poems. This chapter also specifically describes the difference between lust and love. The transactions of Radha and Krishna are completely different from material lust. Therefore, the author has very clearly distinguished between them. Text 1. Sri Chaitanya Prasadena Adrupasya Vinirnayam Baloki Kurute Shastram Jistva Vraja Vilasina. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a foolish child can fully describe the real nature of Lord Krishna, the enjoyer of the pastimes of Vraja, according to the vision of the revealed scriptures. Purport. By Srila Prabhupada. One can ascertain the meaning of this Sanskrit shloka only when one is endowed with the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Sri Krishna, being the absolute personality of Godhead, cannot be exposed to the mundane instruments of vision. He reserves the right not to be exposed by the intellectual feats of non-devotees. Notwithstanding this truth, even a small child can easily understand Lord Sri Krishna and his transcendental pastimes in Vrindavan by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. O glory to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. O glory to Lord Nityananda. O glory to Sri Advaita Acharya. And all glory to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Krishna has a transcendental form, which is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Sat means eternity or existence. Chit means knowledge or cognition. And Ananda means bliss. So, the features of Sat, Chit, and Ananda are represented in three spiritual potencies. Just as the material nature has three modes, ignorance, passion, and goodness. So the spiritual energy also has three divisions, corresponding to Sat, Chit, and Ananda. So the potency of eternity or existence is called Sandini. The potency of knowledge, or chit, is called samvit. And the potency for pleasure, giving pleasure, is called ladini. And in one sense, because Srimati Radharani is the internal potency of Krishna, all are in her. But especially, she is considered the personification of Ladini Shakti, or the pleasure potency. So now we'll read text 68. Ladini rasara prema, prema sara bhava, bhavera parama kashta, nama mahabhava. The essence of the Ladini potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion, bhava. And the ultimate development of emotion is mahabhava. Purport. The product of the Ladini Shakti is love of Godhead, which has two divisions, namely, pure love of Godhead and adulterated love of Godhead. Only when the Ladini Shakti emanates from Sri Krishna and is bestowed upon the living being to attract him, does the living being become a pure lover of God. So when the devotee advances to the stage of prema, Krishna endows the devotee with Ladini Shakti. And due to the presence of Ladini Shakti within the devotee, Krishna becomes attracted to the devotee and he comes under the control of the devotee, or under the control of the love of the devotee. But when the same Ladini Shakti is adulterated by the external material energy and emanates from the living being, it does not attract Krishna. On the contrary, the living being becomes attracted by the glamour of the material energy. At that time, instead of becoming mad with love of Godhead, the living being becomes mad after material sense enjoyment. And because of his association with the qualitative modes of material nature, he is captivated by its interactions of distressful, unhappy feelings. So, material existence is the perverted reflection of spiritual existence. So when Ladini Shakti is manifest directly in the spiritual world, it brings extreme pleasure. It brings pleasure to Krishna, and it brings pleasure to the devotee. But when Ladini Shakti is manifested pervertedly in the material world, it brings misery, not pleasure. Although we want pleasure, but the actual result is misery. Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Radha Thakurani Sarvaguna Kani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhav. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. Purport. The unadulterated action of the Ladini Shakti is displayed in the dealings of the damsels of Raja and Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost participant in that transcendental group. The essence of the Ladini Shakti is love of Godhead. The essence of love of Godhead is bhava, or transcendental sentiment, and the highest pitch of that bhava is called Mahabhava. Srimati Radharani is the personified embodiment of these three aspects of transcendental consciousness. She is therefore the highest principle of love of Godhead and is the supreme lovable object of Sri Krishna. Tayor apyu bayor madye radhika sarvatadika mahabhava sarupeyam punar ati variyasi. Of these two gopis, Radharani and Chandravali, Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects. She is the embodiment of Mahabhava, and she surpasses all in good qualities. Purport. This text is verse 2 of the Ujjvala Nilamani of Srila Rupa Goswami. Krishna Prema Bhavita Yana Jitendriya Kaya Krishna Nija Shakti Radha Kridara Sahaya. Her mind, senses, and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy, and she helps him in his pastimes. Purport. Srimati Radharani is as fully spiritual as Krishna. No one should consider her to be material. She is definitely not like the conditioned souls who have mental bodies, gross and subtle, covered by material senses. She is all spiritual, and both her body and mind are of the same spiritual embodiment. Because her body is spiritual, Her senses are also spiritual. Thus her body, mind, and senses fully shine in love of Krishna. She is the personified Ladini Shakti, the pleasure-giving energy of the Lord's internal potency. And therefore she is the only source of enjoyment for Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna cannot enjoy anything that is internally different from him. Therefore Radha and Sri Krishna are identical. The Sandini portion of Sri Krishna's internal potency has manifested the all-attractive form of Sri Krishna. And the same internal potency in the Ladini feature has presented Srimati Radharani, who is the attraction for the all-attractive. No one can match Srimati Radharani in the transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna. So in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami explains six characteristics of pure devotional service. And one of them is Sri Krishna Akarshana. It attracts Krishna. It is the only way to attract Krishna. In Nectar Devotion, Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna is all attractive. But bhakti is so attractive that it attracts even Krishna. And the personification of bhakti to the highest degree is Srimati Radharani. And therefore she attracts Krishna. In the material world, everyone is attracted by Madan or Cupid or sex attraction. But Cupid is attracted by Krishna. And therefore Krishna is called Madan Mohan because he attracts and bewilders Cupid. Once Cupid, who is the demigod in charge of lust, once Cupid went to Vrindavan with the idea of shooting Krishna with his arrows. Srila Prabhupada explains that anyone who is shot with the arrow of Cupid immediately falls in love or falls in lust. Srila Prabhupada said, even if the other person is ugly, but being shot by the arrow of Cupid, he falls in lust, or she falls in lust. So once Cupid went to Vrindavan with the idea that he will shoot Krishna. And when he reached Vrindavan, Krishna was enjoying the rasa dance. So Cupid stood with his bow and arrow and was ready to shoot Krishna. But in the circle dance, whenever he fixed his aim on Krishna, a gopi came in the way. So he could never fix his aim on Krishna. And seeing the extraordinary display of transcendental beauty of Krishna and the gopis, he became bewildered. And he dropped his bow and arrow and he fainted. So everyone in the material world is attracted by Cupid. But Cupid is attracted by Krishna, who is all attractive. And Krishna is attracted by Srimati Radharani, by the pure devotional service of Srimati Radharani. Therefore Krishna, Madan Mohan, the attractor of Madan, Cupid, is attracted by Srimati Radharani, who is therefore called Madan Mohan Mohini, the attractor or bewilderer of the attractor of Cupid. So in the beginning, we cannot actually perform devotional service properly because of material attraction. Therefore, devotees are advised to worship Madan Mohan Vigraha. Because if we become attracted by Madan Mohan, then automatically we will lose attraction for Madan. And being freed from material attraction, we will actually be able to enter the proper relationship of service to Krishna. Ananda chinmaya rasa pati bhavita bis tabirya eva nijaru pataya kalabi goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuto govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure, and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Ladini. Their companions are her confidants, who embody extensions of her bodily form, and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa. Purport. This text is from the Brahma Samhita, 537. Krishnaya karayaya che rasa asvadana karidara sahayaya che shunabhi varana. Now please listen to how Lord Krishna's consorts help him taste rasa and how they help in his pastimes. Krishna kanta gana deki trivida prakara eka lakshmi gana puri mahishi gana ara. The beloved consorts of Lord Krishna are of three kinds: the goddesses of fortune, the queens, and the milkmaids of Raja, who are the foremost of all. These consorts all proceed from Radhika. Avatari Krishna yaiche kare avatara amshini radha haite tina danera vistara. Just as the fountainhead, Lord Krishna, is the cause of all incarnations, so Sri Radha is the cause of all these consorts. In other words, just as all Vishnu Tattva expand from Krishna, similarly, all of the consorts of Krishna expand from Radha, including the queens of Dwarka and the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha. Vaibhava gana yena tara anga vibhuti bimba prati bimba rupa mahishara tati. The goddesses of fortune are partial manifestations of Srimati Radhika, and the queens are reflections of her image. The goddesses of fortune are her plenary portions, and they display the forms of Vaibhav Vilas. The queens are of the nature of her Vaibhav Prakash. The Vraja Devis have diverse bodily features. They are her expansions and are the instruments for expanding rasa. Without many consorts, there is no such exaltation in rasa. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist in the Lord's pastimes. Taramadye vraja nana bhavarasa bede krishna ke karaya rasa dika lila swade. Among them are various groups of consorts in vraja who have varieties of sentiments and mellows. They help Lord Krishna taste all the sweetness of the rasa dance and other pastimes. Purport. As already explained, As already explained, Krishna and Radha are one in two. They are identical. Krishna expands himself in multi-incarnations and plenary portions like the Purushas. Similarly, Srimati Radharani expands herself in multi-forms as the goddesses of fortune, the queens, and the damsels of Vraja. Such expansions from Srimati Radharani are all her plenary portions. All these womanly forms of Krishna are expansions corresponding to his plenary expansions of Vishnu forms. In other words, each Vishnu form will have his own consort. And as the various Vishnu forms expand from Krishna, one after the other after the other, various consort forms expand from Srimati Radharani, one after the other after the other. And the corresponding consort will be matched with the appropriate Vishnu form. These expansions have been compared to reflected forms of the original form. There is no difference between the original and reflected forms. The female reflections of Krishna's pleasure potency are as good as Krishna himself. The plenary expansions of Krishna's personality are called Vaibhava Vilas and Vaibhava Prakash, and Radha's expansions are similarly described. The goddesses of fortune are Vaibhava Vilas, and the queens are Vaibhava Prakash of Radharani. The personal associates of Radharani, the damsels of Vraja, are direct expansions of her body. As expansions of her personal form and transcendental disposition, they are agents of different reciprocations of love in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, under the supreme direction of Srimati Radharani. So, Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of all qualities. And various qualities of Srimati Radharani are manifest in different gopis. And through the different gopis, Lord Krishna enjoys variegated exchanges of mellows, which please him. For example, sometimes we read that there are two divisions among the gopis, the left-wing gopis and the right-wing gopis. The left-wing gopis are apparently contrary to the desires of Krishna. And the right-wing gopis are agreeable to the desires of Krishna. If Krishna approaches a right-wing gopi, she will immediately become agreeable and meet Krishna. But if Krishna approaches a left-wing gopi, the gopi will immediately turn around and walk the other direction. So Radharani is the leader of the left-wing gopis, and Chandravali is the leader of the right-wing gopis. But actually, all qualities in Radharani are found, I mean, all of the qualities exist in Radharani, and they are expanded in the others. So even submissiveness is there in Radharani, but it is subdued. And contrariness is more prominent. But the highest manifestation of Radharani's submissiveness is Chandravali. So in this way, there are so many different gradations and variations of Radharani's qualities in different gopis. And Krishna enjoys the exchange of mellows with all of them. And Srimati Radharani ultimately is the director of all. as expansions of her personal form and transcendental disposition, they are agents of different reciprocations of love in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, under the supreme direction of Srimati Radharani. In the transcendental realm, enjoyment is fully relished in variety. The exuberance of transcendental mellow is increased by the association of a large number of personalities similar to Radharani, who are also known as gopis or sakis. The variety of innumerable mistresses is a source of relish for Sri Krishna, and therefore these expansions from Srimati Radharani are necessary for enhancing the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna. Their transcendental exchanges of love are the super-excellent affairs of the pastimes of Vrindavan. By these expansions of Srimati Radharani's personal body, she helps Lord Krishna taste the rasa dance and similar other activities. Srimati Radharani, being the central petal of the rasa-lila flower, is also known by the names found in the following verses. So, of all incarnations, Krishna is the highest. And of all of Krishna's pastimes, the rasa dance is considered the best. And the rasa dance is made possible by the presence of many gopis, who are expansions of Srimati Radharani. And without the presence of other gopis, there could be no rasa dance. Even Radharani's rivals, like Chandravali, enhance the pleasure of Krishna and the pastimes of Krishna. For example, we read in Srimad Bhagavatam how Krishna played on his flute to call the gopis, and all the gopis came to Krishna. And after some exchanges of words, the rasa dance began. During the rasa dance, there was one couple, Radha and Krishna, in the center. And then there were so many other couples in the circle. And by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, each gopi in the circle thought that Krishna is dancing only with me, and Krishna loves me more than all others. So they were seeing only Krishna. But Srimati Radharani, in the center with Krishna, was seeing that Krishna was with every other gopi except her. So she became angry. She manifests a transcendental ecstasy, which is called man, which is proud anger or jealous anger. And she left the circle of the rasa dance. And because actually Krishna cannot enjoy the rasa dance with Radharani, he left the rasa dance also to find her. And thus the rasa dance ended. And as you know from the Krishna book, that all of the gopis became mad in separation from Krishna, and they were looking everywhere for Krishna. After some time, they found two pairs of footprints, the footprints of Krishna and the footprints of another gopi. So, as Srila Prabhupada has mentioned here, there are different groups of gopis. So the gopis in Radharani's camp, they could recognize Radharani's footprints. So they became jubilant that Radha is with Krishna. And they became very eager to find both Radha and Krishna. And the gopis who were Radharani's rivals, they felt some envy towards the gopi who was with Krishna. But they were also very eager to find Krishna. So all were roaming in the forest of Vrindavan looking for Krishna. Govindanandini Radha,
Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva Sarvakanta Shiromani.
Radha is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda, and she is also the enchantress of Govinda. She is the be-all and end-all of Govinda, and the crest jewel of all his consorts.
Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti San Mohini Para.
The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Purport. This text is from the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra.
Devi kaha dyotamana parama sundari kimba krishna puja kridara vasati nagari.
Devi means resplendent and most beautiful, or else it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. Here Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is explaining the verse, word by word, that he just quoted from Brihad Gautamiya Tantra.
Krishna mai Krishna yara bitare bahire yanha yaha netra pade tahan Krishna spure.
Krishna mai means one who is within and without our Lord Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. In the description of the Mahabhagavata in the 11th canto, we find that wherever the Mahabhagavata looks, he sees the supreme object of love, Krishna. So Srimati Radharani is Maha 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 Bhagavata. And wherever she looks, whatever she sees, it is only Krishna.
Kimba Prema Rasa Maya Krishna Swarupa Tanra Shakti Tanra Sahahaya Ekarupa.
Or she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him.
Purport.
Krishna Mayi has two different imports. First, a person who always thinks of Krishna both within and without, and who always remembers only Krishna, wherever he goes or whatever he sees, is called Krishna Mayi. Also, since Krishna personality is full of love, his loving potency, Radharani, being non-different from him, is called Krishna Mayi.
Krishna Vanshapurta Rupa Kare Aradane Ata Eva Radhika Nama Purane Vakane.
Her worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. Purport. The name Radha is derived from the root word Aradhana, which means worship. The personality who excels all in worshipping Krishna may therefore be called Radhika, the greatest servitor.
88. Anaya Radhito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Ishwara Yanno Vihaya Govinda Pritoyam Anaya Draha.
Truly, the personality of Godhead has been worshipped by her. Therefore, Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely spot, leaving us all behind.
Purport.
This text is from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10:30:28. So when Krishna disappeared from the Rasa dance in search of Srimati Radharani, and when he found her, the two of them proceeded to a secluded place. And Lord Krishna wanted to pacify her in so many ways. So, from the various symptoms mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, we can understand the fact that Lord Krishna made a place for Srimati Radharani to sit.
He picked flowers from the trees. And the other gopis saw the other pair of footprints with Krishna's footprints. They said, as quoted in the verse here, Anaya Radito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Ishwara. Certainly this one has worshipped the personality of Godhead, not Krishna. Because they are not thinking that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they are thinking that the gopi who is with Krishna must have worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not Krishna, better than them. And therefore the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being pleased with her worship, has arranged for her to be with Krishna and not them. Truly, the personality of Godhead has been worshipped by her. Therefore, Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely spot, leaving us all behind. Anyway, there's some more explanation of the verse by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Then he concludes this particular part. Jagat Mohana Krishna Tanhara Mohini Ata Eva Samastera Parata Kurani. Lord Krishna enchants the world, but Sri Radha enchants even him. Therefore she is the supreme goddess of all. Radha Purna Shakti Krishna Purna Shaktiman Dui Vastu Vedanahi Shastra Paraman. Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of full power. The two are not different, as evidenced by the revealed scriptures. Mrigamada Tanraganda Yaiche Avicheda Agnijwala Te Yaiche Kabunahi Beda. They are indeed the same, just as musk and its scent are inseparable, or as fire and its heat are non-different. Actually, it is the philosophy of Achintya-Veda-Veda-Tattva, inconceivable simultaneous oneness and difference in relation to the original Lord and the original energy of the Lord. Radha Krishna Aiche Sada Eka Iswarupa Lila Rasa Asvadite Dare Dui Rupa. Thus Radha and Lord Krishna are one, that they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes. Prema bhakti sika ite apane avatari Radha bhava kanti dui angi kara kari Sri Krishna chaitanya rupe kaila avatara eta panchama shlokera ata parachara. To promulgate prema bhakti, Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya, with the mood and complexion of Sri Radha. Thus I have explained the meaning of the fifth verse. So the fifth verse is recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita from the notebook of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And the meaning of the verse is that although Krishna is one, he expanded himself and became two. And the exchange of love is called Radha and Krishna. Then again, the same two, Radha and Krishna, again became one. And the one is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, when we first went to India, we rented a place at Albert Road, which we still have. And the landlord of the place was a Bengali gentleman named Mr. Roy. So by chance, once Achyutananda Swami met Mr. Roy. And Mr. Roy, thinking that he was Bengali and a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, began to reveal the confidential truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Achyutananda. So he told Achyutananda that actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is greater than Radha and Krishna. He is sweeter and more beautiful. And actually he is the original. And from him come Radha and Krishna. So Achyutananda was somewhat confused. We were new in India and we didn't really know much. So Achyutananda came to Srila Prabhupada and told him what the landlord had said. Then after repeating the discussion, Achyutananda asked Srila Prabhupada that, so, oh yes, yes, and the landlord, in saying that Lord Chaitanya was greater than Radha and Krishna, compared Lord Chaitanya to a rasagula. And he said that a rasagula is greater than milk and sugar. Although it's made of milk and sugar, but it's greater than milk and sugar. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is greater than Radha and Krishna. So, Achyutananda related the whole thing to Prabhupada. And then he asked Prabhupada, so who actually comes first? Do Radha and Krishna come first, or does Lord Chaitanya come first? And Srila Prabhupada replied that Lord Chaitanya comes first. The same example, that first milk and sugar exist, and then they combine to make rasagula. Then Achyutananda asked, and who is greater, Lord Chaitanya or Lord Krishna? Srila Prabhupada paused for a moment, and then he replied, Srimati Radharani, she is the greatest. Therefore, because she is greater than Krishna, Krishna had to come in the position of Srimati Radharani to understand her greatness. And therefore he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he pointed to a picture on the wall in his room, which was a picture of Srimati Radharani in Man, sitting on a raised platform. And Lord Krishna is kneeling at her feet, trying to pacify her and beg her to accept him again. So he said, see, Radharani is greater. Then he pointed to another picture, which showed Krishna carrying the sandals of Nanda Maharaj on his head. And he said, see, Nanda Maharaj is greater, because Krishna is carrying his sandals on his head. And then he said that the devotee is greater. But especially Srimati Radharani is greater. And the devotees, all the devotees of Vrindavan, can subdue Krishna with their love, or control Krishna with their love, because they're imbued with Ladini Shakti, which is Radharani's potency. Then, so the fifth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita is that Krishna is one and he expands himself and becomes two. And the exchange of love, which is manifest as two parties, is called Radha Krishna. And then again the two unite and become one, and that is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then the sixth verse explains why Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it says that he wanted to experience the glory of Radharani's love for him. He wanted to taste his own sweetness as Radharani tastes it. And he wanted to experience the happiness that Srimati Radharani experiences in her love for Krishna. So here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains in more detail about the three reasons. And then he comes to this point. Text 160. Ajanta nibhuda era sera siddhanta swarupa gosani matra janira ekanta.
This conclusion is of rasa is extremely deep. Only Swarup Damodar knows much about it.
Yabe keha anye jane seho tanha haite chaitanya gosani ratenha ajanta marmanyate.
Anyone else who claims to know it must have heard it from him, for he was the most intimate companion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just as Lalita Devi was the most intimate friend of Radharani and Vrindavan, so Swarup Damodar Goswami was the most intimate friend of Lord Chaitanya.
Gopi ganera premera rudha bhavanama vishuddha nirmala prema kabunahi kama.
The love of the gopis is called rudha bhav. It is pure and spotless. It is not at any time lust. Purport. As already explained, the position of the gopis in their loving dealings with Krishna is transcendental. Their emotion is called rudha bhav. Although it is apparently like mundane sex, one should not confuse it with mundane sexual love, for it is pure and unadulterated love of God.
Text 164. Kama prema dona kara vibina lakshana loha ara hema yache swarupe lakshana.
Lust and love have different characteristics, just as iron and gold have different natures.
Atmendriya priti vancha tare balakama Krishnendriya priti ichadare premanama.
The desire to gratify one's own senses is kama, lust. And the desire to please the senses of Lord Krishna is prema. The object of lust is only the enjoyment of one's own senses. But love caters to the enjoyment of Lord Krishna, and thus it is very powerful.
Social customs, scriptural injunctions, bodily demands, fruitive action, shyness, patience, bodily pleasures, self-gratification, and the path of Varnashram Dharma, which is very difficult to give up. The gopis have forsaken all these, as well as their own relatives and their punishment and scolding, for the sake of serving Lord Krishna. They render loving service to him for the sake of his enjoyment. That is called firm attachment to Lord Krishna. It is spotlessly pure, like a clean cloth that has no stain. Therefore, lust and love are quite different. Lust is like dense darkness, but love is like the bright sun. There is not the slightest taint of lust in the gopis' love. Their relationship with Krishna is only for the sake of his enjoyment. Yate sujata charanam buruham staneshu vitarshanai priyadadim mahikar kasheshu tena tabim atasitad vyatate nakim svit. Kurpadi bir brahmati dir bhavadayushamna.
Our dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path. Purport. This text from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:31:19 was spoken by the gopis when Krishna left them in the midst of the Rasa Leela. So when the gopis were searching for Krishna and they found the two pairs of footprints, ultimately Krishna left Srimati Radharani and the gopis found her. And then Srimati Radharani with the rest of the gopis continued to search for Krishna. Why did Krishna leave Srimati Radharani? He could not enjoy the rasa. Gopiganera premera rudha bhavanama vishuddha nirmala prema kabunahi kama. The love of the gopis is called rudha bhav. It is pure and spotless. It is not at any time lust. Purport. As already explained, the position of the gopis in their loving dealings with Krishna is transcendental. Their emotion is called rudha bhav. Although it is apparently like mundane sex, one should not confuse it with mundane sexual love, for it is pure and unadulterated love of God. Text 164. Kama prema dona kara vibina lakshana loha ara hemaya chesvarupe vilakshana. Lust and love have different characteristics, just as iron and gold have different natures. Atmendriya priti vancha tare balakama, Krishnendriya priti ichadare premanama. The desire to gratify one's own senses is kama, lust. And the desire to please the senses of Lord Krishna is prema. The object of lust is only the enjoyment of one's own senses. But love caters to the enjoyment of Lord Krishna, and thus it is very powerful. Social customs, scriptural injunctions, bodily demands, fruitive action, shyness, patience, bodily pleasures, self-gratification, and the path of Varnashram Dharma, which is very difficult to give up. The gopis have forsaken all these, as well as their own relatives and their punishment and scolding, for the sake of serving Lord Krishna. They render loving service to him for the sake of his enjoyment. That is called firm attachment to Lord Krishna. It is spotlessly pure, like a clean cloth that has no stain. Therefore, lust and love are quite different. Lust is like dense darkness, but love is like the bright sun. There is not the slightest taint of lust in the gopis' love. Their relationship with Krishna is only for the sake of his enjoyment. Yate sujata charanam buruham staneshu vita shanai priyadadim mahikar kasheshu tena tabim atasitad vyatate nakim svit. Kurpadi bir brahmati dir pavadayushamna. Our dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles
as you roam about on the forest path. Purport. This text from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.31.19, was spoken by the gopis when Krishna left them in the midst of the Rasa Lila. So, when the gopis were searching for Krishna and they found the two pairs of footprints, ultimately Krishna left Srimati Radharani and the gopis found her. And then Srimati Radharani with the rest of the gopis continued to search for Krishna. Why did Krishna leave Srimati Radharani? He could not enjoy the rasa dance without her. So he searched for her, leaving all the other gopis. But when he found her and pacified her, after some time he also left her. So what is the reason? There are so many reasons. One reason is that Radharani had given up her mood of Vamya Bhav, or left wing. She told Krishna that you can carry me on your shoulders and take me wherever you like. But actually, in her natural mood, she should not tell Krishna that you can carry me wherever you like. She will tell Krishna, you do whatever you like, I'm going somewhere else. Do it without me. So, according to the science of rasa, we're almost at the end of this. According to the science of rasa, if of the lover and beloved, one is agreeable and one is contrary, then there is rasa, good rasa. But if both are agreeable, then rasa goes down. And if both are contrary, then there's no rasa. So one should be agreeable and one should be contrary. So generally, Krishna is always the one who's agreeable and Srimati Radharani is the one who's contrary. But when Radharani said, now you can put me on your shoulders and carry me wherever you want, she gave up her mood of being contrary. So Krishna thought that for rasa, one of us should be contrary. So she's given up her mood of being contrary, so then I should be contrary. But there were actually other reasons. One reason is that why was the rasa dance stopped? The rasa dance was stopped because of the pride of the other gopis, thinking they were the most fortunate, and the man of Srimati Radharani, thinking that Krishna was neglecting her. So Krishna wanted to enjoy the rasa dance with all the gopis. So he had to take away both types of pride. So by leaving the gopis and Srimati Radharani, they all gave up whatever pride they had, and they all became mad in separation from Krishna. If Krishna had stayed with Srimati Radharani, all of the gopis outside Srimati Radharani's group would have been envious of Srimati Radharani. But when they found that Srimati Radharani also had been left by Krishna, and that she was also in the same separation as them, but more, then they immediately became sympathetic to her. Because it is the nature of Madhurya Ras that if one heroine sees that another heroine is in separation, even if they're rivals, but she'll feel sympathy. So rather than them being envious of Srimati Radharani, they became sympathetic. And in separation, Srimati Radharani exhibited the highest stage of Mahabhav in separation. And otherwise the gopis didn't know, means the rivals of Radharani didn't know, what is the exalted position of Radharani. So in separation, they saw it, and they were humbled. And simultaneously, Krishna also showed the whole world what is the love of the gopis for Krishna, and especially the ecstasy of the gopis in separation. So, with so many purposes in mind, Krishna left her. Then all became united in searching for Krishna and crying. And they went deeper and deeper into the forest, and finally they couldn't see any more in the depth of the forest. And they thought, anyway, we cannot capture Krishna by force. Krishna will be captured by us only if he wants to be captured by us. So then they thought, how to get Krishna? We cannot get him by force. How to get Krishna? Then they thought that the only way to attract Krishna is by sankirtan, by congregational chanting of the glories of Krishna, with weeping, with tears. So they went back to the banks of the Yamuna, where first they had met Krishna, and where there would be no obstruction to the sound of their singing and crying, and they began to sing their songs in separation for Krishna. So the verse quoted here, Yate Sujata Charanam Buruham Staneshu, is the last verse in the Gopi songs of separation. And generally, the gopis do not openly express their love for Krishna. It is also part of the science that one should not express one's love. The example is given that if the, like we have the fire here, if the fire of love burning within the heart is kept inside, then the fire will burn bright and strong. Just like if a fire, a lamp, is kept inside the house, it will burn bright and strong. But if the lamp is brought outside the door of the house, then it will waver in the wind, and it may even be extinguished. So similarly, one's love for Krishna should be kept within one's heart, then it will burn bright and strong. But if it comes out of the house, in other words, if it comes out of the mouth and is expressed, then it will waver and it can be extinguished. So we never find, except in extreme cases like this, in extreme separation, that Srimati Radhika or the other gopis tell Krishna that I love you. They will say, you rascal, how dare you? We are chaste girls. Who do you think you are? Like that. Because that makes the love grow more. And if they say, oh Krishna, we love you so much, then it will go down. But in very extreme separation, as the gopis were when they were singing their songs in separation, then the love can be expressed. So that's what happened here. And therefore, the inner mood of the gopis is revealed, that actually they have no desire for personal happiness with Krishna. They only want Krishna's happiness. And they know that Krishna is more happy with them. So why are they crying? They're crying because they're thinking that Krishna is suffering without them. But they cannot say it because it's against rasa. Anyway. But Srila Prabhupada always used to quote this verse about the purity of the love of the gopis. That the gopis were at home and Krishna was in the fields tending the cows and the gopis were crying. And why were they crying? Because they were thinking that some pebble or thorn may pierce the lotus feet of Krishna. And thinking of the pain that Krishna might experience, the gopis would cry. So this is pure love. There's no such instance in the material world. 174. Atmasuka duke gopira nahika vichara Krishna suka hetu chesta mano vyavahara. The gopis do not care for their own pleasures or pains. All their physical and mental activities are directed towards offering enjoyment to Lord Krishna. They renounced everything for Krishna. They have pure attachment to giving Krishna pleasure. 176. Evam madartho jitaloka veda swanam hivo mai anuvrittaya bala maya paroksham bhajata tirohitam masu yitum arhatatat priyam priya. O my beloved gopis, you have renounced social customs, scriptural injunctions, and your relatives for my sake. I disappeared behind you only to increase your concentration upon me. Since I disappeared for your benefit, you should not be displeased with me. Purport. This text from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:32-21 was spoken by Lord Krishna when he returned to the arena of the Rasa Lila. So Krishna, hearing the pitiful cries of the gopis, became softened, and especially after hearing the last verse, his heart melted and he could not control himself anymore. And he immediately came back to the place of the rasa dance to the gopis. And the Srimad Bhagavatam describes how different gopis received him in different ways. But whatever their particular response or particular disposition was, inside they all had some anger towards Krishna, because they all had left everything for the sake of Krishna and come to him on the call of Krishna by flute. And they felt that Krishna had not reciprocated with them properly. So they all felt some anger towards Krishna. But they did not want to accuse Krishna directly, because the gopis are most intelligent and most tactful. They wanted Krishna to admit with his own words that he had not reciprocated with them properly. So very cleverly and very politely, they asked Krishna a question. That we see that some persons only reciprocate with others who reciprocate with them. Then again we see that some persons reciprocate with others or show love to others even if the others don't reciprocate with them. And then we see that there are some persons that even if the other persons love them, don't reciprocate with them. They don't reciprocate with anyone, because if they don't reciprocate with the ones who love them, then certainly they won't reciprocate with the ones who don't reciprocate. So the gopi said, please explain this matter to us. So Krishna understood the intention of the gopis. And finally, he said that, anyway, just briefly, in the first category, those who reciprocate only with others who reciprocate with them, he said they are like businessmen. They only reciprocate to the extent that they get something from the other. So there's no real friendship there, and there's no real religion there. They are only businessmen. They calculate how much they get, and they give the same amount in return. Then the next category, those who love others, even if the others don't reciprocate, he said they are the best, and they have real friendship, and they follow the real path of Dharma. And there he mentioned two categories. Those who are merciful and those who are affectionate, like parents. And those who are merciful means devotees. But just like Nityananda Prabhu, even though Jagai and Madhai did not reciprocate with him, but actually they abused him and attacked him and wanted to kill him. But still, he loved them and he gave them mercy. And then in the third category, those who don't reciprocate, whether the other person reciprocates or not, there are four categories. Atmarama. They don't reciprocate because they are self-satisfied. They are completely immersed in the self and the pleasures of the self, and they're not even aware of the world around them. Then Atmakama. They're aware of the world, but all of their desires are already satisfied. So they don't want anything from the world or anybody in the world, so they don't reciprocate with anybody. They're not as good as the Atmaramas because they do have external consciousness, but they're the next best. And then is Akritagya. They are ungrateful. Even if someone does good to them, but they're not grateful, they don't appreciate it, and they don't reciprocate. And then the worst are Guru Druhi. Guru Druhi means those who are inimical to the Guru or envious of superiors. And here also there are three categories. Those with cause. Just like the superior, the guru, or the father may chastise the child or abuse the child without any good reason. So the child becomes inimical. So he is one category of Guru Druhi. Then the other category, he becomes inimical even though there's no reason at all. He becomes envious without any reason at all. He's the second category. And the third category are those who betray the faith of the guru or betray the faith of the superior. So altogether there were nine categories. So then Krishna said that I'm none of them. Actually, one by one, Krishna excluded himself. That he wasn't in the category who reciprocates to the extent that others reciprocate with him. Because the gopis gave so much to Krishna and he didn't reciprocate. So he couldn't come in the first category. And he couldn't come in the second category either. Because he didn't reciprocate with them. And when he wasn't in the first category, how could he be in the second category, which was the highest? So they thought that they will catch him in the third category. And they thought that they will catch him in the category of akritigya, or ungrateful. But then Krishna said that actually, I'm not ungrateful. Because I appreciate your service to me. I'm not ungrateful. So then the gopis thought, oh, now we'll get him in the fourth category, Guru Druhi. We thought we'll only get him in the third category, but now we'll get him in the fourth category. But then Krishna said, no, I'm not in the fourth category also. I'm not in any of the categories. Because only apparently I did not reciprocate with you, but actually I reciprocated with you. So then Krishna speaks the verse that we read here, that, O my beloved gopis, you have renounced social customs, scriptural injunctions, and your relatives for my sake. Actually, these things are very difficult. Social customs. There's so many social customs, and we have so much difficulty to disregard them. Even the simple matter of dress. We think that if we dress differently, people may disapprove. So we hesitate to dress differently. We want to. We can't be oblivious to social customs. But the gopis were. Then scriptural injunctions. Any religious person will always think carefully whether what he's doing is according to religious injunctions or not. And no religious person can just act without thinking first. Is it proper according to the injunctions or not? But the gopis forgot even that. And relatives. We cannot give up affection for relatives. Even we leave the house and come to the ashram, but still we will remember sometimes our mother, our father, our brothers and sisters, and other people that were dear to us and to whom we were dear. So even though in the gross sense we may have given up the relationships, but in the subtle sense we still remember them and so on. But the gopis, for the sake of Krishna, left everything and completely forgot everything. Then Krishna says that, I disappeared behind you only to increase your concentration on me. Since I disappeared for your benefit, you should not be displeased by me. And Krishna, in another verse, related verse, gives the example that if a poor man gets a great treasure and then loses it, he will be fully absorbed in thoughts of the lost treasure. He won't be able to forget it for a moment. If he gains the treasure, even with great difficulty, but after some time he may take the treasure for granted. But if he loses the treasure, then day and night he'll be absorbed in thought of the lost property. And he'll forget everything, eating, sleeping, and everything. He'll just be absorbed in thought. So Krishna is saying here that he did it to increase the gopis' love for him. But actually, the gopis did not accept Krishna's statement. Because the love for Krishna of the gopis is without any limit. There's no question of Krishna's increasing the gopis' love or the gopis' eagerness, because it's already in the highest position. And it's automatically increasing. And it's always increasing. So the gopis did not accept the argument of Krishna. It is true in the case of others. Like say if someone is in the stage of asakti and he wants to come to the stage of bhava, but he's not quite able to. So Krishna may give him darshan, as Krishna gave darshan to Narada, and then disappear. And then the devotee, being so much in the mood of separation, always crying and lamenting, that I had Krishna and I lost him. I want Krishna. How can I get him? Krishna is not coming back. And then feeling completely heartbroken, free from all lust and pride, full of humility. The devotee can cry for Krishna. And by such longing in separation, the devotee who's in asakti, he can get, come to bhava bhakti. And the devotee who's in bhava bhakti also, Krishna will appear and disappear. He will appear and disappear. And the devotee, again, feeling so much longing and separation, crying for Krishna, his love increases and he comes to the stage of bhava bhakti. But the gopis are so high. They're much higher than even prema bhakti. They're in mahabhava. So there's no question that Krishna disappeared from them to increase their love for him, because it was already the highest and it was increasing anyway. So what was the actual reason? The actual reason was that Krishna wanted to show the world what is the condition of the gopis, and especially the condition of Srimati Radharani in separation. So the whole world will know that the gopis have the highest love for Krishna, and they can try to follow the gopis. Then Krishna was caught, because the reason he gave was not true. It was not true. It was not correct. Then what next? Krishnaya pratigya eka ache purvahaite yaya iche bhaje Krishna tare bhaje toiche. Lord Krishna has a promise from before to reciprocate with his devotees according to the way they worship him. Yaya tamam prapadyante tamstitaiva bhajamyaham. Mama vart manu vartante manusya parthasarvasha. In whatever way my devotees surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. Purport. Krishna was never ungrateful to the gopis, for as he declares to Arjuna in this verse from Bhagavad Gita 4.11, he reciprocates with his devotees. The gopis attained the highest goal, and Lord Chaitanya affirmed that there is no higher method of worshipping God than that followed by the gopis. Se pratigya bhanga haila gopira bhajane tahate pramana Krishna srimukha vachane. That promise has been broken by the worship of the gopis, as Lord Krishna himself admits. Naparayeham niravadyasam yujam susadukrityam pibudayusapiva yama bhajandur jayageha shinkala samvrischitadva pratiyatu saduna. O gopis, I am not able to repay my debt for your spotless service, even within a lifetime of Brahma. Your connection with me is beyond reproach. You have worshipped me, cutting off all domestic ties, which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glorious deeds be your compensation. Purport.
This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:32-22 was spoken by Sri Krishna himself when he returned to the gopis upon hearing their songs of separation. So in the end, Lord Krishna admitted the fact that he cannot reciprocate with the gopis. He thought that the gopis have given up everything for me, given up social customs, given up Vedic Dharma, given up their families, given up their homes for me. But I could not do the same for them. When I played on my flute, they left everything and ran to me without thinking of anything. But I cannot have such love as them. I am always very cautious and careful. I sneak out of the house so that nobody knows that I have gone. I keep intact my relationship with my mother and father, with my brother, and with all others. So my love and the gopis' love is not on the same level. Their love is directed exclusively to me. They have no one else except me. But I have so many other devotees, and my love is divided among all of them. My mother, father, brother, elders, friends, and servants, and everyone. Every devotee who approaches me, I have love for him, and even the devotees in the material world. But the gopis' love is only directed towards me. If I want to repay my debt to them, what will I do? I will ask them, I want to repay my debt to you. Please ask for something from me. And then what will they ask? They will ask only for my service. And then I will become more indebted. So I can never get out of my debt to the gopis. They have defeated me, and I admit it. They have defeated me. So when the gopis heard the words of Krishna, each and every gopi thought that now we are defeated by Krishna. Krishna has completely admitted his failure to reciprocate with us. But we could never make such admission to Krishna. And so both were defeated. Krishna was defeated by the love of the gopis, and the gopis were defeated by the love of Krishna. And even after Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and Dwarka, the gopis used to remember these words of Krishna, that I'm not able to repay my debt to you, even in the lifetime of Brahma, and how he humbled himself before them, and thus they maintained their lives. But actually, the love of the gopis is greater, and amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the greatest. Therefore, the love of Srimati Radharani is the greatest. And to experience this love, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, today is her appearance day. Her heart is always melted in love for Krishna, and not only love for Krishna, but in compassion for all devotees, aspiring devotees, and all souls. So we should pray to her for her mercy, that we should become her become the maidservant of the maidservant of her maidservant, or become the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All of our acharyas whom we follow, they always pray that internally they should be the maidservant of the maidservant of the maidservant of Srimati Radharani, and externally they should be the servant of the servant of the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today we can pray to Srimati Radharani that she give us her mercy, that we can become properly connected with the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the maid servant of the maid servant of the maid servant of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Giridhari ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oh yes, the landlord of the temple in Calcutta, he was saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is greater than Krishna, or even Radha and Krishna, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like a rasagula, which is made of milk and sugar. So Radha and Krishna are like milk and sugar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like a rasagula. He's greater than either milk or sugar. Yeah. Because Mr. Roy said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came first. And he became Radha and Krishna. But actually the opposite is true. Radha and Krishna came first and they combined and became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he said that just like milk and sugar exist first and they combine to become rasgula, so similarly Radha and Krishna existed first and they combined to become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Maharaj,
all
the jivatmas expansions of
in one sense they can be considered as expansions of Srimati Radharani, but in another sense they belong to another category, because Radharani is the internal potency and Maya is the external potency, and the living entities are marginal potency. They can come under Maya or under Srimati Radharani. But ultimately, all are expanded from Srimati Radharani. But, and you could also say all are expanded from Krishna. But it may be confusing if we say so, because there are direct expansions and indirect expansions. And we're indirect expansions. So I think it's easier for us to understand our position if we think that there's the internal potency and the material energy and we are marginal. Soul means jiva. They're not in the category of jiva at all. She is the supreme energy of Krishna and they are her expansions. Just like the example is given for Vishnu Tattva, that one candle flame lights the second lights the third lights the fourth. So they're all the same fire. They're expansions of the same fire. But still, there's one original. But the fire is the same. All are individual. All are individual. Krishna is individual, Radha is individual, Lalita, Vishaka, Rupa Manjari, all are individual. Chandravali is individual. You're individual, I'm individual. The worm in the stool is individual. We're all individual. We are confused because we think of energy as impersonal, but energy is personal and individual. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the material world to accept the mood of Srimati Radharani, he mostly experienced her ecstasy and separation. Like when Krishna left the Rasa dance, when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and Dwarka. But for some moments he also experienced meeting. Like as an instance, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the beach at Jagannath Puri, he saw one sand dune which reminded him of Govardhan Hill. So he immediately began to rush towards the sand dune. On the way, he became stunned, means that externally his senses did not work. But internally, he saw that Krishna is at Govardhan Hill and he's playing upon his flute. And Srimati Radharani and the other Sakis are going there and meeting them. Then Radha and Krishna are entering a cave at Govardhan. And one of the gopis tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's not there in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one of the gopis says that you should pick some flowers which we will offer to Radha and Krishna. So he was just about to begin to pick the flowers when suddenly he heard a tumultuous sound and he was forcibly brought from internal consciousness to partial external consciousness. So he had some experience of meeting, but very brief. Most of the time he was in the mood of separation. In the Maharas, in the Sarat season, which is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he called all of the gopis of all categories. And that was the reason that Srimati Radharani did man, because she thought that Krishna is always saying that I love you and you are my dearmost, and then he's dancing with so many gopis in all different categories. So she did man, and the rasa dance was stopped. But in the springtime rasa dance, which is performed at Govardhan, Krishna dances especially with Srimati Radharani and her group. And generally, the two groups don't mix. But in the autumn rasa dance. Krishna called them all, and it is described in the Bhagavatam. But generally every night Radha and Krishna meet and they have rasa dance with Radharani's group. And in the day also they meet. We should respect her as expansion of Radharani, who helps in the pastimes of Krishna. Because we are in the beginning stage, so we should understand by tattva. What is the tattva of Radharani? What is the tattva of Chandravali? And so on. But when we enter into rasa, then we will forget that Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. We'll forget that Chandravali is the expansion of Radharani. We'll forget that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We'll forget all that. And we'll only see that Krishna is the beautiful son of Nanda. Radharani is the most beautiful girl of Raja. And we only want to see that Radha and Krishna are happy. And then we will have some hatred for Chandravali. But in our position, we should not try to imitate devotees on the higher stage. But if we are to come to the higher stage, we will have to forget all such tattvas. And we will only identify as being the maidservant of the maidservant of Srimati Radharani. And they have two functions. I mean, in one sense they have so many functions. But in one sense they have two functions. One is Ishta Sadak, and the other is Anishta Badak. Ishta Sadak means that they should arrange whatever is desirable for Srimati Radharani, and that is her meeting with Krishna. And they should remove whatever is undesirable, and that is obstacles in the way of meeting. So here Chandravali may come in the category of obstacle. So they want to get her out of the way. Same time, what? Eternal. Yes, they're eternal. Well, we say that Balaram is expanded from Krishna. But Balaram is also eternal. So, do you know what it means that Balaram is expanded from Krishna? It means that one is primary and the other is secondary. The other is subordinate. Just like we say the sunshine is expanded from the sun. But the sun and the sunshine exist simultaneously. As long as the sun is there, there's sunshine. And the sunshine cannot exist without the sun. So both exist together. But one is primary and the other is subordinate.
No, his Lalita come in the form of Swarup Damodar. Because the mind is such that the mind can see anything. Just like, say, the parents give so much attention to the children, but they don't see it. There's so many things we don't see. So of course this is the perverted reflection in the material world. So she was just, I mean, Krishna was there. I mean, she must have known that Krishna was there. But her attention was not on Krishna next to her. Her attention was on Krishna with everyone else. So she felt, she did mang. But everything, you see, we should not misunderstand or have material conceptions. Everything is for the pleasure of Krishna. When Srimati Radharani does man, it's for the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna gets more happiness. So everything is for the pleasure of Krishna. If, suppose you like sweet rice, but if you have to eat only sweet rice, you won't relish the taste. But if there's rice, dal, chapatis, and then bitter melon, chutney, and other things. We don't, in one sense, like the taste of bitter melon. We don't like the taste of chutney. But mixed, it gives more taste to the other preparations. So, for rasa to be tasteful, there should be heroines, there should be rivals, there should be agreement, there should be disagreement. There should be so-called husbands and so-called mothers-in-law and so-called sisters-in-law and so many things, only to increase rasa, to make it more tasteful. Yes, it's the same Sanskrit word. Now, ashraya here means that the devotee is the ashraya of the love for Krishna. That the particular type of prema take shelter in the particular devotee. So therefore the devotee is ashraya of that prema. Well, they exist in the spiritual world, but we cannot understand how they exist from our position. So the acharyas have written that they exist as concepts, not with forms. But they have only given the idea. So we understand that they're there, but not in exactly the same way as here. But how they are there, actually, we cannot understand. When we go, we will know. But even if we go and understand, still we will not be able to explain someone who's on our level as we are now. Because it is inconceivable, and they'll say it's inconceivable. But certainly we are there.
Abhimanyu is there, Jatila is there, Kutila is there, all are there. But we cannot understand how.
Let's just ask, like asking Maharaj, if the Gopis grow old.
No. They're eternally young.
And about Purnamasi?
She is eternally elderly. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Nitai Gaur Premanandini.